Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik, filling in this afternoon for Mark Haney. Most Cincinnatians are familiar with Findlay Market, located in Over the Rhine. It's Ohio's oldest continually run public market. The Findlay Storytelling Series celebrates the market and the people who bring it to life. Joining us to talk about the program, our series host and Gray and Pape Office and Outreach Coordinator, Jay Washington, Communications and Program Director with the Corporation for Findlay Market, Karen Cayley, and owner-operator of Dean's Mediterranean Imports in Findlay Market, Kate Zaydan. You can join the conversation at 513-419-7100. Email us, talk@wvxu.org, or find us on Facebook or Twitter. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So how does this whole storytelling thing work? Where did the idea come from, and how did it start?
Well, it started as I'm the communications director, and so I'm very aware that Findlay Market has a ton of stories and some really great stories. And I started by trying to have a written story project, and found that, most people are too busy to write down their story. So in talking with Kate a little bit about that project and just about all the changes and things, happening around the market, but the idea of keeping that idea going, we decided to create this storytelling series. And then we invited Jay to be our host for that, knowing that she'd do a great job, and she has been.
Well, so who comes in? Who's telling the stories?
Well, each month we have a different theme, so we invite whether it's merchants or farmers or people already engaged at Findlay Market, people from the community, people who are doing projects around the community, so a variety of people, but everyone with some kind of attachment to the market.
And Joe, how do you set it all up? How does it go each month?
Well, I think it really starts as this open conversation. It sort of evolved from the beginning. We started as sort of this panel discussion that was sort of interactive, and then we found that people were a little less engaged than we had hoped initially. And so what we decided was sort of similar to a moth-style format. We would have invited guests speak and share a specific story with the opportunity for folks to engage via questions or comments after the shared story.
So far, what's been the most interesting story?
Oh, I would say that some of the stories that we've heard from some of the merchants have been hilarious. people have really come from lots of different places. So we had one where we featured merchants that kind of came to Findlay Market from other countries. The theme was global. And so we heard from, Mount Cofinus Olive Oil. Nick there told a story about getting caught up with a goat in Greece and getting drugged by this goat. Just really funny and dynamic stories.
Just fun stories. They're not necessarily stories particular to the market. They're just from people somehow connected to the market.
Yeah, exactly. But there is this connection through these shared stories to a place that ultimately unites people of diverse backgrounds and experiences. The correlation between these interesting, funny, inspiring stories is how through the market, not only have they been able to build on the stories, not necessarily being drugged by a goat, but this idea of bringing his history, his family history, and love for olive oil to a place like Findlay Market, known historically, to build community and also create a dynamic where they can use their experience to connect with other people.
Talk about the whole dynamic of Findlay Market and how this sort of all fits in. You talk about olive oil. There's people that sell spices and meats. And how does that all come together?
Well, one of the things that people love about public markets, are their diversity. Is the diversity you find there of merchants and of product, and then also, of course, of people shopping there. So, with the changes going on in the neighborhood and a desire to, kind of keep Findlay Market funky, we want it to be a place where everyone feels welcome and where everyone kind of, it's sort of the agora, the sort of the marketplace of our city. So it's kind of us just trying to be very intentional about keeping Findlay Market a place for everyone in the city.
And where is it held within the market? I mean, can anybody come? Is it a free event? Is it tickets? How does that work?
It's a public event, and it's totally free. We've been having them the first few in the nicer weather we've had outside, either in the beer garden or on the Race Street Esplanade. Now we're hosting them in the Cake Rack Bakery. It's a little smaller, intimate. It's a very personal space. We had the first one in the bakery last month, and it was really, really nice. There was singing, and it was beautiful.
Does the audience get involved with the story? I mean, how does that work?
Very much so. I think you know, part of the appeal for me and joining this project was that in talking with Karen, we were both talking about how to engage both newcomers and longtime residents of the area and supporters of the market together. And it provides a sort of safe space to explore through stories what that looks like and how members of the community are active participants in the story that Findlay Market is creating in real time. And so I think people feel that. And this last one that we had, people were really interested in asking questions and finding out solutions to maybe more difficult questions, you know, how you can contribute to this idea of being diverse and inclusive, how we can, as community members, make others feel comfortable and welcome. So it's a way to address community issues in a safe space, and Findlay Market has been well known for that.
Our number is 513-419-7100. If you have a question about this storytelling event or Findlay Market in general, or a story you want to tell us about Findlay Market, all of that would work. We just have a short period of time, though, so if you're interested, call now at 513-419-7100 or send us a question at talk@wvxu.org or post it on our Facebook or Twitter pages, and we'll get to it there as well. So as all of this is going, how did you pick the themes? Karen, are you the one that picked those?
No, we sat down. The three of us had a meeting and sat down and kind of brainstormed around monthly themes and things that, you know, just seemed to kind of make sense and fit with the market, whether coming at it, you know, in a literal fashion like organic food or just organic as sort of, you know, bubbling up from the community. So we just sat down and kind of worked out different themes for each month. And I think each of them have worked really well.
Yes.
And have really engaged different kinds of people. You know, last month our theme was abundance. We've done organic. We've done global. We've done, what was our first one? I'm drawing a blank here.
We said organic. Was that the first one?
Well, a variety of sorts.
In December, it's celebration. Yeah, so this idea of celebration.
Do you find that since OTR is sort of becoming the hot place in town that Findlay Market is seeing more people there, or was it always busy?
It's interesting, yes. I think it is, we're seeing traffic grow and it is busier. What we're having, one of our challenges, I think, is to make sure that people know, like, it's not necessarily just a place to come and hang out, but also to really do your daily shopping there, your weekly shopping, you know.
So you have more people hanging out than actually shopping right now?
Well, it's a great place to hang out.
It's, well, I mean, I shop. I don't hang a lot, but yeah, of course, yeah. I'm a mother of a teenager. Right. I'm pretty busy, so.
Become a tourist attraction, you know, as we get more publicity about Cincinnati, Findlay Market is one of the entities that, again, since the beginning, has been a well-known and respected, as Karen mentioned, you know, markets in general are places that people go to, whether you're a local or from out of town, to gauge sort of scene. And so I think they're seeing more tourists, but I think their hope is to also make sure that those folks and longtime residents remember that this is a marketplace and that you can buy your groceries just as you can buy gifts.
So you have out-of-town people just coming as a tourist attraction?
I think it has definitely become a tourist attraction. You know, we do customer intercept surveys, and, you know, we've collected surveys from zip codes over 100, you know, from 100 zip codes from around the region. So it's definitely become a destination. And, you know, public markets are very popular now. So, you know, someone comes into town. I ran into someone at the market recently from Philadelphia. You know, they have the Reading terminal there, and when they go visit other cities, if they have a public market, they like to visit them because you know you're going to find whatever kinds of food are, you know, popular in that region, as well as lots of ethnic variety. So I think it has become a destination. But certainly, you know, we welcome all folks, and we love people coming to the market and checking it out, even if it's once a year or once in their lifetime. But we do want to stay focused on a place and a source for fresh food.
Do you find that a lot of people do their weekly grocery shopping at the market?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And is that from a wide variety as well of places, or do you think it's more people that just live downtown and, of course, more people living in Over the Rhine now?
It's from all over the city. We see people from all over the city who really just love the spirit of Findlay Market. I think it's a more relational experience than the standard, you know, grocery shopping experience. You connect with your merchants. You connect with your customers. You know, there's a lot of storytelling that happens over the counter, you know, as a
business owner yourself. Tell us what you're seeing with customers.
Oh, gosh. I mean, you know, I I think we still see a lot of our regular shoppers. You still have the weekly shoppers. But we do get a lot of folks in who are saying that they're here for the first time or they've never been here before. Or they came down for an event and now they're just sort of poking around shops. So there's a bit of education that we have to do. You know,
Who are your regulars? Are they people that live in Over the Rhine or are they elsewhere?
Some over the Rhine, some really from all over the city. You know, we still very much have a Saturday crew, you know, the people that religiously come down, rain, sleet, snow, come and shop at Finley Market because they can find the products that they love. And it's just part of their routine.
One of the most impactful stories I've experienced while being a part of the series was a woman who explained that, you know, the relationships at Finley Market for her have not just been from a grocer and consumer relationship, but she's had vendors who, during hard times of her life and in her family, provide at the end of the day a little bit of extra because it made sense to give versus throw out. And eventually those relationships grew to where she was able to invite them over for dinner during special family events. I mean, that sort of connectivity within a community is what I feel Finley Market does extremely well and is vital to the evolution of what's happening not only in Over the Rhine, but in the city of Cincinnati. This revitalization or renaissance, the impacts of relationships are what fuel that.
December 27th is the next one. Is that correct?
Yes.
That's the Celebrate series,
yes.
Storytelling series. Thank you so much for being here. It's
been
a pleasure.
Thank you so much. Thanks.
We've been talking about the Finley Storytelling Series. My guests today were Finley Storytelling Series host and Gray and Pape Office and Outreach Coordinator Jay Washington, Communications and Program Director with the Corporation for Finley Market, Karen Cayley, and owner-operator of Dean's Mediterranean Imports in Finley Market, Kate Zaydan. Next up, a librarian who doesn't mind a little noise. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.